This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
But let's bring in the ultimate power player, and that's our man, Grant Cohn of SI. Grant, what's happening, baby?
I'm hanging in there. How you guys doing?
Man, you look great.
Grant Cohn, man.
You guys have a wonderful array of drinks behind you, man. You guys.
Oh, yeah, it's a party.
I gotta step up my background. That's nice. I like that.
You have a very nice Sports Illustrated background behind you.
Yeah, I feel like this is just kind of like a weak flex, and you guys are actually flexing way harder than me right now. So I like it.
Raheem Mostert out for the season, as we learned today. Is his career as a 49er over with?
Yes, the first thing that went into my mind. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It seems like he's doing this because he wants to be 100% when free agency starts. And it seems like the Niners drafted two running backs this year because they're not necessarily planning on bringing Mostert back. So that's too bad. I really liked watching Raheem Mostert. Ultimately, he's not going to be one of the greatest running backs in Niners history or anything close to that. But his performance in the NFC Championship game was legendary. Mm-hmm. And Niner fans will always have to remember Raheem. They wouldn't have made – I'm not sure they would have necessarily made the Super Bowl without him in 2019. Yeah. You could probably say that about five or six players. But he was absolutely essential to that special run.
I just talked to Damien about this, and I feel like the marriage between the strengths and the skills that Raheem Mostert possessed and the running style of Kyle Shanahan and Bobby Turner was perfect. Like, it was perfect, and it really sucks as a 49ers fan myself and as a football fan that we didn't get to see those two for 2-3 years. We really only saw them for, what, about 10, 12 games?
Seriously. Honestly, I think he's the best outside zone runner I've ever seen. Mm. I mean, you have Mike McGlinchey, Trent Williams, and George Kittle on the outside. They're just really good at blocking. And then you have this guy who's the fastest running back in the league who kind of cruises for the first few steps and then hits into this next gear. And he's 8 yards down the field before he's gotten touched, and he does it consistently. Yeah. It's really too bad. He really made this like team kind of unbeatable. When he's rolling, you can't stop him, and winning is very easy.
Yeah, it's tough news. How concerned are you about, we're two days since the game has been played and two announcements of season-ending surgeries. It feels like deja vu. We saw this last year after the New York game. Anything overly concerning? I don't want to diminish Raheem Mostert, certainly not Jason Verrett, but anything really concerning about the 49ers' hopes this season with those two injuries?
Well, it's a troubling pattern. And you think, well, maybe if they did training camp differently, or maybe if they changed their training staff or made I think what we're seeing is the core of their team is injury-prone players, and that's the problem here. Like, Jason Verrett was an injury waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. Raheem Mostert was an injury waiting to happen, and they got hurt. There's a lot more players like that on this team. I don't want to speak that into existence, but Deebo Samuel has his history. Mm-hmm. Nick Bosa has his history. George Kittle has his history. Mm-hmm. They could just be getting started. It's a really – there may be nothing they can do at this point. This may just be the byproduct of their organization banking on players who have had serious injuries in the past recovering.
It's a great point, Grant. That's a great point. I want to ask you a question here and see if you could help me out because, I'm not just being a homer or wanting the 49ers, to be perfect or nothing like that. I understand that there's concerns in the secondary as far as depth goes. Mm-hmm. But I know Jason Verrett goes down in week one and people are like, oh, this secondary, they're in big time trouble. And, you know, you look at the rest of the NFC West and they're, you know, great. And they are. And I understand that. But I was thinking a little bit more and I was diving a little deeper. And number one, I talk about you talk about the Detroit game. And I think Jared Goff completed 38 passes on the day. 24 of those went to the tight end and the running back. Yep. So it wasn't like the secondary was just getting torched at that point. And then I went a little deeper. 2019, and essentially with Emmanuel Mosley coming back, essentially they've got the same secondary as 2019 without Sherman, and now Verrett isn't there. They'd have to fill that hole. But you got Kaywan Williams. You got Emmanuel Mosley. You got Tart. You got Ward. I came to the conclusion that while the secondary is never going to be perfect, it seems like John Lynch says, as long as the front seven is where we need it to be and we can get pressure with four, we'll patch it up with bubble gum and tape in the secondary. Do you think that's kind of accurate, or do they have bigger concerns than what they had maybe in 2019 with essentially the same group?
I think you make a great case. I'm not going to argue with you. I think Lenore's been nothing but promising. Mosley's a solid player, although he is injured right now. Mm-hmm. I think the issue is, what if Mosley can't play? Mm-hmm. Because the next guy up is who? Dante Johnson, Josh Allen. But that's a different issue. I do think you make a good point. Like, if they have Lenore, Mosley, and Bosa and Ford, they should be good against the pass. My question right now is the running defense. Like, what was that against the Lions? It didn't cost them because they got this huge lead and the offense bailed them out and the Lions couldn't, you know, they had to play from behind. But just a simple run between the tackles was killing the Niners. And if Javon Kinlaw comes back, they'll be fine because he's a terrific run defender. But without him, I really question the run defense because the wide nine is a gimmick front. And to make it work, you need a guy like Javon Kinlaw who can't be moved. And you saw when Zach Kerr was in the game, he couldn't. I mean, they were just washing him out of the play. So that's what I'm curious about. That and also the loss of Robert Saleh. It can't be overstated. Nothing against D'Amico Ryans, but he's learning. And Saleh was kind of like an expert at the end.
So Grant Cohn not buying stock in D Ford this year?
Oh, I thought D Ford looked real good. I mean, the edge rush of this team is nice. Ebukam's good. Bosa's good. It's just like they don't have Buckner. They use Armstead on the edge a lot too. On first down, when they have to stop the run, how is DJ Jones and Kentavious Street going to do this weekend against Miles Sanders? And not just him, another really good center, Jason Kelce. Like, I think what happened against the Lions was they have Frank Ragnow, who might be the best center in the league, and they were just pushing people around. Is that going to happen this week against Kelce? Because if the Niners can't stop the run, they're going to be in dogfights every week.
Now, the thing that I also did, because I saw the same things during the game with the run and things of that nature. And the game changed a little bit.
Yeah.
So the Lions stopped running. But also, the Niners seemed to make some type of adjustments as the game went along in the second quarter. It wasn't even in the second half to kind of shore some things up. They made sure, maybe it was Lions play calling, but you couldn't get anything on the outside with that 49ers defense. And that allowed them, you know, I saw some things where maybe they didn't rush as crazy in that wide nine. They took a half second, saw what was going on, and was able to shore some things up. I agree with you. They got to get Kinlaw back in there, and they need something in the middle. But is it something that they can make an adjustment in game? And like you talked about with Coach Ryan, he's learning on the fly. Maybe it was something that he saw right there where it won't cripple them against a run heavy team like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's standard. Wide nine's it's kind of a gimmicky front. There are all kind of other fronts that you can, I mean, for example, when Vic Fangio was here, he had five guys on the line. Mm-hmm. He had Ahmad Brooks, Alden Smith, Justin Smith, Ray McDonald, Isaac Sopawaga. I mean, if you're getting gashed between the tackles, you pack the front and make them the tackles and use the sideline as an extra defender. That's standard. And the way I look at it is, this was the problem the Niners had with Chip Kelly. That year, they had a 3-4, and Glenn Dorsey was their nose tackle, and he got hurt and missed the entire season. And their defensive tackle coordinator was late to adjust. If you're running a 3-4 and your nose tackle's bad, you're going to get gouged between the tackles. You can't let that happen, because that's the easiest way to move the ball in football, straight to the goal line. Can't let that happen. And if that's what's going on, if Kinlaw misses more time, then Ryan's definitely needs to adjust.
Grant Cohn, SI, with us here on ESPN 1320. That comeback at the end of the game, the final 3 minutes, it really took away from some of the positives that the 49ers did. Most of all, I think it took away from how good Jimmy Garoppolo played. Were you surprised by that? And do you think Jimmy's place as the starter is pretty well locked in for the season?
I was surprised because, I mean, we saw him against the Chargers a few weeks ago. I thought he looked shaky in that game against a Chargers defense that was just sitting most of their starters. So I didn't know what to expect against any defense, but he really made every throw. He looked good. Now, I hate to be like the yeah, but guy with Jimmy. There was no pass rush. I mean, guys were open. He made the throws. He played well. It's going to get way more difficult for him. I'm not sure that he's necessarily, you know, the guy for the team the entire year. I don't know if he can stay healthy. I don't know how consistent he'll be. I don't know how far they can go with him. But I definitely don't want to. He played well. And everyone's saying that throw to Debo wasn't that great. I mean, it was a long throw. He got crushed. He gave Debo a chance. It was one of the nicer throws Jimmy's made in a long time. I thought he played really well.
Yeah. No, I love the way Jimmy played. Grant, I think Jimmy's going to have a good season. Obviously, everything is always if he stays healthy. I think he's going to play well this year, you know, if he's out there. I think he has the weapons around him to do so. One thing that I wanted to ask you as well, we talk about the secondary, we talk about the defensive line. One of the things that the 49ers defense has going is I think the best group on this team is that linebacking core. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the better linebacking cores in the league. And I feel like, along with D Ford and Nick Bosa getting pressure, I feel like Fred Warner, Dre Greenlaw, Shazier, I thought they changed the game. When it was looking a little funny in that second quarter, I thought they stepped up their game, stepped up their physicality, and getting to the point of attack of shutting things down right when they made contact with people. Am I on that one, where I think this is the best group that this team has, is that linebacker group?
I think so. I think it's kind of similar to the running back group in that they have great position coaches who have a track record of developing undrafted guys and day three picks, and they just have unlimited depth. Everyone they get develops and becomes good. Like right now, Azeez Al-Shaair looks arguably just as good as Dre Greenlaw, or better. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had a torn ACL. He looks like he's fully recovered, and he's really explosive. The Niners, most teams really skimp at linebacker. It's all about defending the pass now, and you want good pass rushers and good secondary players. And like, for example, the Eagles have, I can't name one linebacker on their team. And the Niners are kind of a throwback in that. That's the core of their defense. And if you're strong in the middle, you're a solid defense. So as long as they have Fred Warner, they're going to be a really good defense.
Wow.
You look sharp, Grant. We appreciate your time as always, man. Thanks for joining us on the stream here.
Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.